People think that Soror Guillaume is right in asking France to intervene because, considering the ties that France has with the country, because what is coming up could be very, very much dangerous for the region concerning the front against terrorism. The whole region can be destabilized. So it's more than necessary that France step in now before it gets too late, because we all know that it ends up in France, or France being the superpower at the Security Council in the United Nations. Yeah.
Eric, are people expressing fear that the security situation could get worse in Ivory Coast because of the decision of President Ouattara to seek a third term?
Oh, definitely, because, you know, it's always our election that problems occur here. And this time, people are afraid. I talked to one of the leaders when it comes to private sector here. He's even looking for a visa to go cool down a little bit, maybe in France or somewhere else. We saw, like, in one day, almost 10 people, you know, got killed. Women went out to protest. It's dangerous. And we're hearing the same rhetoric about, you know, who's Ivorian, who's not. And even people have the feeling that 10 years after that horrible war, you know, that was said to repair the insult that was done to people who are not maybe 100% or another origin in Africa, it's ridiculous. And then it's very painful for the people to come back to the same issue.
I understand supporters of former President Laurent Gbagbo have decided that they are going to petition to have his name restored as a candidate for the elections, despite CNE or the Electoral Commission saying he's not qualified.
You know, the opposition is paying for its lack of unity and lack of vision. The same opposition, some of them, you know, except, you know, Laurent Gbagbo's party, most of them went to vote for the actual constitution. So we don't know if the constitution really, you know, allows Mr. Ouattara. Today, the opposition cannot do much because they were the ones who called to vote for this constitution. But also, they're trying to survive. Laurent Gbagbo is the major stakeholder in this crisis. If Laurent Gbagbo is not here, there won't be no reconciliation. Going for this candidacy, even though they know that he won't be able to be retained as a candidate. But that shows the response to that problem is not only about, you know, who can run or only about laws and regulations. It's a political problem. It's therefore a political solution that will, you know, end this pre-electoral crisis. It's a political situation. So Gbagbo and his partisans are still, insisting, knowing that maybe ultimately all the cards will be reshuffled, and then a political deal will come up.